जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभा जय गिरिवरधारी जय गिरिवरधारी जय जय गोपी जनवल्लभा जय गिरिवरधारी जय गिरिवरधारी जय जय यशोदनन्दन जय व्रज जन रंजन जय व्रज जन रंजन जय जय यशोदनन्दन जय व्रज जन रंजन जय व्रज जन रंजन जय जय यमुनतिरावनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी 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 जय जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय जय गोपी जनवल्लभा जय गिरिवरधारी जय गिरिवरधारी జయ యశోదనందన జయ వ్రజ జనరంజన జయ వ్రజ జనరంజన జయ జయ యమున తిరావన చారి జయ కుంజ విహారి జయ జయ రాధ మాధవ జయ కుంజ విహారి జయ జయ రాధా మాధవ జయ కుంజ విహారీ జయ జయ శ్రీ రాధా మాధవ్ కీ జయ శ్రీ రాధా వృందావన చంద్ర కీ జయ శ్రీ శ్రీ జగన్నాథుల దేవ సుభద్ర మహారాణికి శ్రీ శ్రీ గౌరణితాయ భగవానికి జయ శ్రీ కంద్రా శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కీ జయ శీల ప్రభుపాద్ కీ జయ శీల గురుదేవ్ కీ జయ అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ వృంద కీ జయ తాయ్ గౌర ప్రేమానందే హరి 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 బోల్. వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ 4th canto chapter 30 verse number 18. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయం ఉదీరయేత్ నష్టప్రాయేషు భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. అథ మయ్యనపాయిన్యా భక్త్యా పక్వ గుణాశయాః ఉపయాస్యత మద్ధామ నిర్విద్య నిరయాద్ అతః అథ మయ్యనపాయిన్యా భక్త్యా పక్వా గుణాశయాః ఉపయాస్యత మద్ధామ నిర్విద్య నిరయాద్ అతః అథ మయ్యనపాయిన్యా భక్త్యా పక్వ గుణాశయాః ఉపయాస్యత ద్వంద్ధామ నిర్విద్య నిరయాద్ అతః. అనపాయిన్యా భక్త్యా పక్వ
ಉಪಯಾಸ್ಯಥಮದ್ಧಾಮ ಉಪಯಾಸ್ಯಥಮದ್ಧಾಮ ನಿರ್ವೇದ್ಯಾ ನಿರಯಾದತಃ ಅಥಮಯ್ಯನಪಾಯಿನ್ಯಾ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಾಪಕ್ವ ಗುಣಾಶಯಃ ಉಪಯಾಸ್ಯತಮದ್ಧಾಮ ನಿರ್ವೇದ್ಯಾ ನಿರಯಾದ್ ಅತಃ
ಅತಜಿಸ್
ಅಥ ಮೈ ಅನಪಾಯಿನ್ಯಾ ಭಕ್ತ್ಯಾ ಪಕ್ವ ಗುಣಾಶಯಃ ಉಪಯಾಸ್ಯತಮದ್ಧಾಮ ನಿರ್ವೇದ್ಯ ನಿರಯಾದತಃ ಅಥ ಮೈ ಅನಪಾಯಿನ್ಯಾ ಭಕ್ತ್ಯಾ ಪಕ್ವ ಗುಣಾಶಯಃ ಉಪಯಾಸ್ಯತಮದ್ಧಾಮ ನಿರ್ವೇದ್ಯ ನಿರಯಾದ್ ಅತಃ
ಅಥ ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ ಮೈ ಅಂಟು ಮೀ ಅನಪಾಯಿನ್ಯ ವಿತೌಟ್ ಎನಿ ಡಿವಿಯೇಷನ್ ಭಕ್ತಿಯ ಬೈ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವೀಸ್ ಪಕ್ವ ಗುಣ ಫ್ರೀ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಕಂಟಾಮಿನೇಷನ್ ಆಶಯಾಹ ಯುವರ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಉಪಯಾಸ್ಯಥ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಅಟೈನ್ ಮತ್ ದಹಮ ಮೈ ಅಬೋಡ್ ನಿರ್ವೇದ್ಯ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ ಡಿಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಡ್ ನಿರಯಾತ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಅತಃ ದಸ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ಬೇಸ್ ಡಿವನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಅಭಯಚರಣ ಅರವಿಂದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶಿಲಾ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಶಿಲಾ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಕಿ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ರಿಪೀಟ್ ದ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ದೇರ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಡೆವಲಪ್ ಅನ್ ಅಡಲ್ಟರೇಟೆಡ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಟು ಮೀ ಅಂಡ್ ಬಿ ಫ್ರೀಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಆಲ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಕಂಟಾಮಿನೇಷನ್ ಅಟ್ ದಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ ಅನ್ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಡ್ to material enjoyment in the so called heavenly planets as well as in hellish planets you will return home back to godhead purport please here by the grace of the lord the prachetas were given special facilities although they could live millions of years to enjoy material facilities they still would not be deviated from the transcendental loving service of the lord being thus fully engaged the prachetas would be completely freed from all material attachment material attachment is very strong during one lifetime a materialist engages in acquiring land money friends society friendship love and so on he also wants to enjoy the heavenly planets after the annihilation of the body if one is engaged in devotional service however he becomes unattached to all kinds of material enjoyment and suffering In the material world, those who are elevated to the higher planetary systems are supposed to enjoy all material facilities, whereas those degraded to lower planetary systems are supposed to live in a hellish condition. A devotee, however, is transcendental to both heavenly and hellish conditions. According to Bhagavad Gita 14:26, a devotee's position is described in this way. Mam cha yo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate ಸ ಗುಣಾನ್ ಸಮತೀತ್ಯೈತಾನ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಭೂಯಾಯ ಕಲ್ಪತೆ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಎಂಗೇಜಸ್ ಇನ್ ಫುಲ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಹೂ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಫಾಲ್ ಡೌನ್ ಇನ್ ಎನಿ ಸರ್ಕಮ್ಸ್ಟಾನ್ಸ್ ಅಟ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡ್ಸ್ ದ ಮೋಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಸ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಟು ದ ಲೆವೆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಎ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಸಿಚುವೇಟೆಡ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಪ್ಲಾಟ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಹೀ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಡೂ ವಿತ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್ ಆರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರೆಸ್ When one is strongly fixed in devotional service and free from all material attachment, uncontaminated by the material modes of nature, he becomes fit to return home back to Godhead.
Although by special blessing the prachetas would enjoy material facilities for millions of years, they would not be attached to them. Thus, at the end of their material enjoyment, they would be promoted to the spiritual world and returned to Godhead. The word pakva gunashayaha has special significance, for it means that by devotional service, one is able to give up the influence of the three modes of material nature. As long as one is influenced by the modes of material nature, he cannot return to Godhead. It is clearly explained that all planets in the material world, beginning from Brahmaloka down to the hellish planets, are unfit place for a devotee. Padam padam yad vipadamna tesham. A place where there is danger at every step is certainly not a comfortable place. The Lord therefore says in Bhagavad Gita 8:16, Abrahmabhuvanal lokah punar avartino arjuna mam upetyatu kaunteya punarjanma na vidyate. From the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death takes place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again. Thus, there is no profit even if one is promoted to the highest planet in the material universe, Brahmaloka. However, if one is somehow or other promoted to the abode of the Lord, he never returns to the material world. Jai Srila Prabhupada Transcendental Purport Ki Jai. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guroho Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yatkripa tamaham vande Shri Gurun Dinatarinam Shri Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyamishwaram. Namo Vishnu Padaya Vishnu Prashtagutale Shri Mate Mahavishnu Goswami Nitinamne நமோ விஷ்ணுபாதாய கிருஷ்ணபிரஷ்டாய பூதலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்தி வேதாந்த சுவாமிநிதி நாமினே நமஸ்தே சாரஸ்வதி தேவே கௌரவாணி பிரச்சாரிணே நிர்விசேஷ சூன்யவாதி பாஷ்சத்த தேசதாரிணே. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. Thank you very much for joining this nice Bhagavatam discussion in the early morning. It's very nice day today. So we are reading this verse 18, translation I'll read again. Thereafter you will develop unadulterated devotional service unto me and be freed from all material contamination. At that time, being completely unattached to material enjoyment in the so-called heavenly planets as well as in hellish planets, you will return home back to Godhead. So because it is saying thereafter, let's try to connect to the previous verse. You know, something has happened before, so something is saying, you know, thereafter. The Lord then blessed all the prachetas, saying, my dear princess, by my mercy you can enjoy all the facilities of this world as well as the heavenly world. Indeed, you can enjoy all of them without hindrance and with full strength for 1,000,000 celestial years. I specifically wanted to read this, the previous verse, because, you know, we are feeling very envious of prachetas. When we read this verse, you know, Krishna himself is saying, go and enjoy. For us, early morning, get up 3:40, 3:50, you know, if you are in Brahmacharya Ashram, you have to wait in the queue, for getting ready. I don't know about here, but in some places you have to be waiting in the queue to get ready, you know. And then you have to go at 4:30 in the morning in Mangalarti. From outside world it is so much suffering, man. Why are you torturing your body? But you come and see 4:30 here, people are all jumping and dancing like mad. If you are doing so much suffering, how can they jump and dance in the early morning 4:30? People should understand that something is missing in their logic, isn't it? Isn't it? And 7 o'clock they will be rolling in the bed, and we are like jumping up and down Guru Puja, and go around and do all parikrama dancing, and so there is something really different in devotional service, right? Otherwise, if we read this, if someone reads this verse, the 17, verse number 17, they will say, oh my God, for prachetas, the Lord is very partial. He is asking them to enjoy, no? For Prahlad Maharaj also, Narasingadeva was so upset with Prahlad Maharaj. He was frustrated with Prahlad Maharaj. He is giving benediction and he is saying, no, I don't want. And he is forcefully giving. On top of that, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, if at all one benediction you want to give, remove all the material desires from the core of my heart. I want to fulfill your material desire, and you have suffered so long and still you want to nothing from me. Then he forces him again, you ask. Then he says, no, if at all you want to give, you give benediction to my father. You deliver him. He has been so inimical of you. Please deliver him. Then Krishna really gets frustrated. Now I order you, you go and enjoy. Bhogaina punyam, kushalaina papam. Right? That's what he says to Prahlad Maharaj. Narasingadeva is telling, for all others who are trying to enjoy, Indra, all these Kinnaras, Kimpurushas, Vidyadharas, they were all chanting prayers. But Krishna doesn't even care for them. He is waiting for his dear devotee Prahlad Maharaj to come and offer his prayers. And when Prahlad Maharaj is offering his prayers, Narasingadeva is becoming ecstatic. See, normally when we say, you know, when somebody is in ecstasy, your hairs are standing on end. For Narasingadeva, ordinary itself, hair is standing on end. So when it is in ecstasy, how much it will be, just imagine. So we have that descriptions, right? I mean to say, Narasingadeva is so ecstatic that he is touching the head of Prahlad Maharaj with love and affection. And all these people are wondering, man, what's happening? Prabhupada writes beautifully that, you know, lion may be very fearsome to the outside world, but for cub, it will show its love. Lion's cub will always be dear to the lion. Right? So If you have to be really loved by the lion dog, lion god, you have to become cub of the lion god, you know. How do you do that? By doing devotional service. You don't, please don't misunderstand this statement to 17, verse number 17. Prachetas did thousands of years of sacrifice. They were doing so much sacrifice they were doing. And Prahlad Maharaj also, so much of bhakti he was doing with, we can't even imagine, tolerating or even facing such troubles. Some manager or some boss is saying something, we become so morose and we become upset. One father is trying to kill him and he is standing there patiently and with folded hands. Narasingadeva is really feeling that, you know, what kind of a devotee is he? I have never seen this kind of a devotee. When he comes out, everybody is telling, you know, Narasingadeva, I have never seen this kind of a god. But God is telling, I have never seen this kind of a devotee. That's why I have to come in a form which is you have never seen. The Lord is so merciful to his devotees. Because they had gone through so much troubles, he knew, the devotees give Jai Shri Shri Radha Chandra ki Jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki Jai, Shri Shri Jagannath Baldev Shubhadra Maharani ki Jai. Because they had gone through so much trouble, they enforced the confidence upon the Lord that even if they were put into material enjoyment, they will not deviate from devotional service. This confidence we should give to Krishna. This confidence we should give to Guru Maharaj. Then we can enjoy this. You understand? It's not so easy to simply go and say, Krishna, from today, whatever material enjoyment you give, I will not enjoy. I will not get deviated from my devotional service. Only 3 days or 2 days Krishna will give you. Then first thing we will do is, we'll stop getting up for Mangalarti. We'll come little bit late towards the end. After that we'll say, we'll be rolling in the bed during Mangalarti and say, anyway it is gone, so let's little bit more. Chanting time will be gone. Then next day, slowly, Bhagavatam time also will be gone. We'll say, anyway it is available in my home, radio, or recording is available. I have seen in temples where they have CCTV everywhere, the Brahmacharya Ashram is just across the temple, and the Brahmacharis won't come to the temple because they can see the Mangalarti in their CCTV or whatever, in their recording or whatever. Then Krishna will also have a CCTV. This is what Goloka Vrindavan is, just see, you are not coming there. The way we do, Krishna reciprocates. Yayatamam prapadyanti. Live, you know, we have to be live. That is why it's called life. Otherwise it is dead. When we don't have the facility, then it's okay, you can record it for repeated hearing and all that. In the past years, ages and all, only once they will speak, they should hear and they should repeat it. That's all. No more repetition. No more repetition. You have to be so attentive. Devotion, one of the important aspects of devotion is attention, Shraddhaya. You know, whenever there is a word, this word Shraddhaya is used, Prabhupada always uses this word faith and devotion. And then whenever this, attentiveness, we always say attentively devoted. Devotion with attention. Always Prabhupada uses this word faith and attention along with devotion, if you see. This Shruta, Shushrusho, attentive and faithful. Prabhupada uses Shushrusho Shraddha Dhanasya. So this is why we are assembling. Otherwise, why you should take all the, when we used to be in, now we are not doing these kind of austerities. My devotional service is also going down. When used to be in Minneapolis many, many years ago, 4:15 we will do Mangalarti. In the winter, there will be 2-3 feet snow in Minneapolis, you know, in the US. So 2-3 feet snow. And early morning we have to drive 20 miles to the homes. We will do Mangalarti in different homes, you know. There is no center there. So we will start early morning and our car will be fully white. We have to identify which car is ours because all car will be white in color. Okay. Then after that we have to go wipe out the snow. This all we have to do in 0 degrees temperature, you know. So we will have to go there and put on the heater. It will have to take 15 minutes to heat up. And then we cannot drive more than 20 miles per hour speed because the little bit higher you go, you will directly go to Goloka. No? And sometimes you will have to have 180 degrees, it will turn opposite side, you know, the light will be yellow instead of red for the oncoming person. So we have to be really careful in driving. And when we drive that far, and then we will do Mangalarti, then we will do 16 rounds chanting, then we will have Bhagavatam. In the meantime, someone will take turns to cook the prasadam. 15-20 of us only will assemble, and then we will go to the office. This we are doing for many months together. And then I thought, you know, what is all these austerities? I mean, of course, we had to get moved out from that place. Luckily, there is no snow or anything outside. But without snow also, we are not able to come, no, do that much austerity. It is possible to do these things if we really have the taste for it, you know. It's all about developing the taste for it. If you have the taste for these simple things, you know, then we have this, our daily program. See, Prabhupada is so clever. He just set up the morning program for us. And this morning program, simply if you follow, for thousands of years, nothing will happen to the movement. And this is so nice to see all of you, you know, coming early morning and doing all these austerities. And that's why our faces are all glowing, you know. If I see your faces, my Guru Maharaj used to say, you know, when you just do Mangalarti and Bhagavatam and chanting, these three things you do, I need to have goggles to see you because you are all so shining. Shining that my eye, glaring, you know, it will be. So, you won't see it, don't go and see in your mirror or something, you know, it will still be glaring. But for a person who is seeing you all, because that smile is missing everywhere, you know. This smile is missing. One thing my Guru Maharaj told when we went to Rajkot, I will put only one condition for you all when you come here. That from the moment you enter into this compound, till the moment you leave this compound, you should never stop smiling. And then he will fire us. How do you smile when Maharaj is firing you, chastising you? It's not. I mean to say, Maharaj was saying that you have to be so joyful in devotional service. Susukam kartum avyayam. That's all we want. See, this Bhagavatam, we have to, these verses, if you read in between the lines, you will get so much mercy out of it, so much nectar out of it. But somebody will be wondering, Prabhu, we are not even reading the lines. What do you speak of? We're reading in between the lines. I'm only seeing space, you know, white space in between the lines. No, the point about reading in between the lines means we take the inner meaning, you know, the inner essence of it. Saranga iva sarabhuk. We have to take the essence of it. If you see from that point of view, you know, this one verse we can keep on reading for at least 1 week. If we just take one word, you know, it will give so much meaning. This athamai anapayanya. What is anapayanya means without any deviation. After enjoying all these things, still you will not be deviated from your devotional service. You will continue to maintain your devotional service because you are enjoying as per my order to enjoy. And you will not deviate because of that. Now, anapayanya means without deviation. This next line is the, what do you call, the cream of this entire verse. If you at all want to take, if you can't remember the entire verse also, just remember this second line alone for the rest of the day. Keep meditating on it. What is it? Bhaktya pakva gunashayaha. Bhaktya pakva gunashayaha. This is a very nice line, you know. This word, if you meditate on, Prabhupada is saying, pakva gunashaya means free from material contamination. And ashaya means your mind. Pakva guna. But this beauty, the word is very, we all know this word. What is pakva? Ripen. No? We say khana pakana. Right? Same thing. Right? The pakana ya pakva means mature. Understood? This maturity is a very, very important quality in devotional service, the most important quality. We have to be mature in our devotional service. That's the whole idea. Unless we mature, we will continuously keep getting anarthas, disturbances, everything will keep bothering us. So the whole idea is to become mature. Our spiritual master used to give a beautiful example of this bataka vada. You know, how do you make the bataka vada? How do you make? You all know. How many of you are? Is it You only take honor prasadam or you first what you have to do? Mom, but before boiling, so many things are there. Before peeling the aloo, what you have to do? But purchaser, what does he do? Purchaser, what does he do? He gets it from the farmer. What does a farmer do? He plucks it. He's not getting it. It's not that potato is coming and please take me. It is, you know, once in New Vrindavan, we were there many years ago, and his Honorable Radhanath Maharaj was there and gave us nice time association. So in the morning, we had a beautiful Guru Puja program, and then he told you all go and see the farmland. So one devotee, senior devotee, took us to the farmland. And then big field, they had all tilled the field full of potatoes, and then we had to pluck and put it in the baskets and throw it into the truck. And many of us were engaged for the whole day doing that. And in the afternoon, we came and we had some few hours of association with Maharaj. So Maharaj asked, how was the experience? And we were all IT plus people, so we said, Maharaj, it was so nice experience and all that. So what field you are in? Computer field. So it's not that you press a button and then the potato pops out. You have to physically go, pluck it, and remove all the but everything outside and then put it in the basket, then you have to. So plucking is very painful situation. So potato tolerates it. It doesn't complain to you, hey, why are you plucking me? I was peaceful here. Then after plucking, you are going and you are throwing it into the thing. Then you are washing it in water. Either cold water or hot water, both is painful. So you remove all the mud and everything. And after that, only comes the peeling part, isn't it? Boiling, before boiling you peel or what? Or either way, both are painful only. you peel it or you boil it, or boil it and peel it. So how painful it is. Doesn't complain. And then again it comes out. Then what you do on top of it? You cut it. As if boiling is not enough, peeling is not enough, you cut it. And then after cutting, you what you do? Okay, whatever. You mash it, whatever. And after that, you put mirchi man on top of all these things. Masala, mirchi, everything we put, isn't it? And then we do again, what do we do? Something heating or whatever we do. Again we put on fire. And then you put it in the flour, mix it, and again fry it. Because potato is tolerating all these things. When you are eating, you say, lovely, lovely, lovely. Our life is also like that. When we tolerate all these frying and, you know, burning and, this famous word, no? Prabhu, I got fried out, Prabhu. My stomach is boiling, Prabhu. You say, it's burning. Stomach is burning. Somebody is prospering in front of us. My stomach is burning, isn't it? So why stomach is burning? Because all the acid is being it's segregating here. That's what the doctors say. So this is the thing that we face, right? Boiling, burning, but we tolerate all these things. Then Krishna loves it. He enjoys. We become edible offering to Krishna. So when we offer ourselves to Krishna, we have to tolerate. That is what? Pakva. Bhaktya. Pakva gunashayaha. There are so many material desires that we have. Material modes are affecting us. And modes and desires keep, they are related to each other. Because when you are in the passionate mode, you will get that kind of a desire. If you are in the tamasic mode, you will get that kind of a desire. So according to the modes you are in, the desires will bother us accordingly. When you are in sattva-guna, you may be able to control the desires to some extent. But in lower modes, we cannot control the our desires. Right? So, this pakwa, maturity, it's again, in Gujarati they say, kichudi paka. Anybody Gujarati here? You, right here. You know kichudi paka, you have heard? You haven't heard? My God! The South Indian is teaching Gujarati to Gujarati to Gujarati. Kichudi paka. Kichudi paka means, become ripened in a young, when it is, what do you call, in the young age itself, or
fruit which is, we say that, no? It is become ripened. What do you say? Kaccha. When it is kaccha itself, it becomes ripened. That will not work. We try to act as if we are mature when we are in an immature stage. That will not work. That is called kichudi paka. Means when you are very young only in Krishna, you will say, Prabhu, I want to become a pure devotee. This is called PDS, you know, pure devotee syndrome. You know, you might have heard that, no? I want to see Krishna in every anna, everything, you know, I will eat like, you know, as if we are honoring Krishna and everything. And after some time, we will lose it. This is the problem. Slowly, slowly, we will just get out of the whole thing. And my Guru Maharaj said, we can understand that this rascal into some material enjoyment if he stops coming to Mangalarti. Slowly, slowly, he will get out of the thing, and then everything will be stopped. Mangalarti, Bhagavatam, everything will be stopped, and we will not know anything. After, they will be like all kinds of things they will be doing. Suddenly, you can't even recognize them. This is how we lose our thing because of lack of maturity. And that lack of maturity also Krishna tells in another shloka. What is the effect of lack of maturity? Three things he says in first canto, sixth chapter to Narad Muni in his previous life. What is that shloka? Does anybody know? Hantasmin janmani bhavan. Please repeat. Mamam drashtum vihar hasi. Avi pakva kashayanam. Durdarshoham kuyoginam. He just gives his darshan for only 1 second, one few moments, and then he disappears. And Narad Muni is in his past life, he's a young boy, he is wondering what's happening. I got that beautiful darshan and suddenly it just left. And then only the shabda comes, the sound vibration comes. What is Hanta Asmin Janmani Bhavan? In this Janma, Mamam Drashtum Iha Arhasi. You don't deserve to see me anymore in this lifetime. See, someone comes and tells, if Krishna comes and tells us that you can't see me anymore in this lifetime, how difficult it is for us. We can't bear it. So, but then he says three reasons why we cannot, so that we can all understand why we can't see Krishna. What are the three reasons? He's saying, avipakva kashayanam. Immature in devotional service. Avipakva. Pakva means mature. Avipakva means opposite, immature. Because of our immaturity in devotional service, we are not able to see Krishna. Well, I am coming and seeing Radha Vrindavan Chandra, I am seeing Jagannath, what's the problem? No, that is not seeing. Seeing Krishna in everything, Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra, Sarvam Chamayi Pashyati. That is the real seeing. See Him everywhere and everything in Krishna. Until we attain this point, we cannot claim ourselves to be the Batata Vada. For that, we have to go through so many challenges. So many pains will come. We don't know. We can't realize. You know, so by the age, this body is burning us. I mean, it is. Body is a misery. Our mind is a misery. So many other bodies are a misery. So many minds are a misery. So many things are there. And on top of it, we have to do all these things. No, but the thing is, bhaktiya, only by bhaktiya we can become mature. That's why this line is very important. Bhaktiya pakva gunashayaha. There are some people who become mature by age, but they don't have anything bhakti. You have to give them the respect for, there are two, jnana vriddha and vayo vriddha. No? For that respect, we may give them respect, because this world teaches us taking us through the difficult situation, and some kind of realization will come to them. But they are not fully into devotional service, so they may not be able to stand in that maturity for a long time. But by bhakti when we are maturing, then that maturity is permanent and perfect. Understood? Never to get into this. So this avipakva, this is the first thing. Second thing he says is kashayanam. Kashayanam means material dirts. Dirt, you know that kashaya, you drink that tea thing or something, you know. In that you see the dirt is in the bottom. The top will be very clear. So we'll be thinking that I'm coming to devotion, everybody is respecting me, I'm giving classes, I'm going there, I'm doing there, everything I'm doing perfect. But you just do a little bit of stirring, everything will come up. You stir it a little bit, all the dirt in the bottom will come up.
somewhere suddenly somebody will say something and we flare up. And then we wonder, I thought I was a pure devotee. And everybody was also saying so. And that's why 100 people will say you are a nice devotee. Only one person will say something wrong in you. We will say that person is the only wrong person. Everyone else is right about me. This is Kashayanam. And Durdarshoham, not possible to see me. Kuyoginam. Kuyoginam means one who is doing the our devotional service imperfectly. Like we chant, we do some service, we do gossiping during the service, we do some service and we do gossiping, finding faults, criticism. Or we, while chanting, we are not with attentively chanting. Reading Bhagavatam, we are not able to read properly, we are not getting anything out of it. So all these things are kuyogi. These three problems affect us. From seeing Krishna constantly and uninterruptedly. Continuously seeing Krishna. Do you get me? So this is the, there is so much to actually discuss about this maturity only. When my spiritual master took a class on one verse, he took about an hour and a half or something. Entire class was about how to develop maturity in devotional service. And yesterday I was just reading that transcript and I took some 25 points out of it. But then you will have to forego your prasadam and everything for that maturity. Actually, that is maturity. Real maturity is that. But at the same time, maturity from the speaker's point of view is to not force our enjoyment into others. Maharaj used to say, man, you may enjoy Bhagavatam, but why are you make others suffer for, others suffer, man, for that, your enjoyment. So we should never make others suffer for our enjoyment. That is a very important point. So anyway, I will leave it to you. After the class, maybe if you want, we can discuss about these points. But very deep points, you know, very deep things. And nothing, we would have not thought about those points. That is a very important thing. I will just read one or two just for your mission. First sign of maturity is to understand that that we cannot get from Bhagavatam, we cannot get from anywhere else. This is the first, being convinced that which I cannot get from Bhagavatam, I cannot get from anywhere else. So you would say, whatever you need is in Bhagavatam, what you don't need is not in Bhagavatam. So why are you trying to need what you don't need? This first thing, right? Many things like that he said, you know. And then, we don't depend upon anybody. You only depend upon Krishna. Anayasena maranam, vina dainyena jivanam. Without extending your hand to others, you have to live your life. Just please give me something. Even to the astrologers, you should not go and extend our hands. If they do a show like this and see if they can figure out your future. No, the point is that, you know, we don't depend upon anybody. But this non-dependence on others should not give us arrogance. You understand? This is a beautiful point. Very beautiful point. Non-dependence on others should not lead us to develop arrogance. Arrogance. Fully depend on Krishna, at the same time be humble. This is maturity. That person who is mature in the real sense of the term will not show the maturity, he will show in behavior. I'm just reading some of them, you know. Another one, you know. Yeah. To spend time with Bhagavatam requires great courage. You have to forego prasadam, you have to forego many other sleeping, you know. All these things, we think those are the most important ones in our lives. But then we have to be very courageous to give up those things. So anyway, I will disturb you with any more thing. If you want, I can we can discuss this later. But, after the, you want to see this, Prabhu? Please, towards the last page, you can see all that. But anyway, I will close with one, you know, how to develop maturity. You know, we said, Maharaj said that, you know, be always with Bhagavatam. So, we'll just close with a couple of verses which are sung by the Dwarka Vasis to Krishna, when Krishna is entering Dwarka, you know. Some beautiful, it shows we need practical experience. We always keep telling you, be mature. How do I be mature? So there are sometimes, you know, you can develop this mood from this reciting these shlokas. Please repeat this. I will break it into half and recite. You can recite after me.
Bhavayanastvam.
Bhava
Vishwa Bhavana. Tvam Eva Mathatha. Suhrut Patih Pita. Tvam Sadgurur Naha. Paramauncha Daivatam. Yasya Anuvrutya. Prutino Bhuvima.
This is 111.7. 111.7 and 8. These two verses. Okay.
Bhavaya Nastvam Bhava Vishwa Bhavana.
You have created this whole Vishwam by your imagination. Just thinking. Bhavana. That's why Krishna has a beautiful name, Vishwa Bhavana.
Bhavaya Nastvam Bhava Vishwa Bhavana. You have created this whole universe and also us by just by your thinking.
You thought and we got. You desired and we were there.
Tvameva Mata. You are our mother. Atha Suhrut Pati Pita. Suhrut, well-wisher, Pati, our Lord and Master, and Pita, our father also. Not only this. Tvam Sadguru, you are our Sadguru also.
Not only Sadguru, not Sadguru alone. Paramamcha Daivatam. You are our supreme worshipable Lord also.
And by following your instructions and footsteps meticulously, Anuvritya, Kritino Babhuvima, we have become so successful.
First problem is we think that we are not successful. The fact that we are sitting here, the fact that we are standing in front of Radha Vrindavan Chandra is the greatest success. Please don't think of any more success beyond this. All other success is all just so-called success. But this is the real success. And this real success, Dwarkavasi are saying, we are able to see you. We are able to accept your authority in all these various moods. Sadguru, Pati, Pita, Suhrut, Mata, Daivatam, everything. Everything you. So, when we just accept Krishna as everything for us, that is our real success, isn't it? And whatever we do, Krishna is the proprietor of it. Whatever we get, Krishna is only giving it. This is such a beautiful prayer. If we keep developing this mood through the pages of the instructions from Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, then we are mature. We become mature in our devotional service. This is why we should be, when Maharaj was saying that, you know, never leave Bhagavatam, whatever you want is there in Bhagavatam, then this is what it means. And the next verse is much more beautiful. Both are very beautiful verses. What I normally do is, I practice this, it's up to you, but whenever I go and stand in front of the Lord, I pray these two prayers. So this is a very nice way to, talk to Krishna. You know, when we say Hare Krishna Mantra, many times we don't even think that I'm chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, isn't it? Isn't it true? We are not singing with bhava many times in front of the Lord. But when you understand the meaning of these shlokas and say, even if you are telling mechanically, that meaning will come and hit you at some point. Isn't it? Tome eva matha. It's a very beautiful tune. If you want, we can recite this once more. Do you want?
Bhavaya nastvam.
Bhava
vishwa bhavana.
Tome
eva matha.
Mata
atha. Tvameva mata atha.
Suhrut
patih pita.
Tvam sadgurur naha.
Paramauncha
daivatam.
Yasya
anuvritya.
Krutino
babhuvima.
Anytime we get success, immediately we have to accept this is Krishna. We are following Krishna, that's why we are successful. The next one is much more beautiful.
Aho Sanatha.
Bhavatasma Yadvayam.
Traivishtapana.
Apidura
Darshanam.
Premasmita Snigda.
Nirikshanananam
Pashyema Rupam
తవ సర్వ సౌభగం. This means very beautiful. Aho sanata. Aho means, oh, it's a great luck that we have come again under your shelter. Sanata. We were anata so far. Now we have become sanata. When Krishna is entering, this is what they are praying, all the Dwarkavasis. We have been anata. You have gone for so long. Now you have come back. So we have felt so much separation. Now we have come. Aho sanata. Aho sanata. You have that with you? Somebody wants to recite? Aho sanata. Bhavata. Sorry? Bhavatasma yad vayam. We have come again under your shelter. We are able to see you. But the beauty is next line. Traivishtapanam apidura darshanam. Those big higher planet people are there, no? Traivishta means they are drinking all different kinds of three types of thing they are drinking. So they are Traivishtapanam. Dooradarshanam. Doordarshan. He doesn't give darshan to them all the time. Even when Brahma goes and prays, these people stand in the outside in the queue. Brahma goes, receives the message and tells, this is what Krishna told. Isn't it? Kshira Sagar, they go, they can't see Krishna. And sometimes he speaks to the by sound vibration. He doesn't give them darshan so easily. So because they have that material desire. But Krishna is so kind that he has come in front of us in the form of Radha Vrindavan, Chandra Radha, Kunji Vihari, Radha Govinda, etc. And giving us his darshan. Every time he is standing there right in front of us, only the door has to be opened. And the deities have to do the offering, whatever. Then he is there standing all the time. So kind he is. Bhavatasma yadvayam traivishtapanam api dura darshanam. And not only that, this third line is so beautiful. Prema smita snigda nirikshana ananam. Ananam is not face. Ananam is countenance. Face is not the right word to describe Krishna's lotus Sri Mukha. Ananam. Beautiful. Prema smita. His love is, his smile is filled with prema, love and affection for his devotees. That's why he is always smiling. Our love is not pure. That's why we are not always smiling. Look at, if I always smile at some devotee, what they will do? Put me in the mental hospital, isn't it? But Krishna is always smiling, we are worshipping him. Because his smile is filled with prema. Prema, smita and snigda. Snigda is very soft, you know, very mellowed and soft, very sweet. Nirikshana ananam. His glance is also very sweet and very loving glance. This is beautifully described in Brahma's prayers in the 10th canto. I think it is 10:13:50, just before Brahma's prayers. Swaka artanam is the one line, one phrase. For this, it's beautifully written. Prabhupada has given beautiful meaning that Krishna gives inspiration by his glance, and he gives encouragement by his smile. When we go and stand in front of him, we get some inspiration to do something. That is not that in my heart suddenly something comes and says, hey, Krishna, I got this idea. No, Krishna through his glance he is inspiring. By his glance he is doing Vishwabhavan. The whole world is creating. What's a small desire for him to give? It's easy. His glance is giving that direction. I have this idea to do, that idea to serve. All these things are coming, right? This is all by his glance. And then by his smita, by his smile, he is encouraging us whenever we are in trouble. Whenever we are in trouble, Krishna, I'm feeling very anxious, I'm worried. Go stand in front of that smiling face of Krishna, smiling ananam, Krishna's ananam. All your troubles will be gone. Do you want to recite this once more? And with that we'll close. Okay. Aho sanata. Bhavatasma yadvayam. Traivishtapanam. Apidura darshanam. Premasmita snigda. Nirikshanananam. పశ్యేమ రూపం తవ సర్వ సౌభగం. నాట్ ఓన్లీ దట్ లాస్ట్ లైన్ వి డిడ్ంట్ అండర్స్టాండ్. పశ్యేమ, ఐఎమ్ సీయింగ్ యువర్ రూప. తవ సర్వ సౌభగం, ఆల్ ద సౌభాగ్య ఇస్ దేర్ ఇన్ యువర్ రూపం. అండ్ ఐఎమ్ జస్ట్ టేకింగ్ దర్శన్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ రూపం. హౌ నైస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ టు ప్రే దిస్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్. నాట్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్, యూ సీ ద బుక్ ఆల్సో. ఇన్ దట్ యూ కెన్ సీ కృష్ణ.
When you chant also, you are doing harmonium and mridanga. In your brahmacharya ashram, just take some of these verses and just keep singing, you know. You will enjoy like anything, you know. People will be wondering what these people are doing, you know. I'm not able to trouble them at all. They will come and trouble, Prabhu, you have this fault, that fault. It's okay. Aho sanatayu. And then they will come and criticize, you know. What man, you are not doing anything, you are only reading Bhagavatam. Then Maharaj said, you know, if anybody is troubling you, don't retaliate. Just simply open Bhagavatam and just read. They will come and criticize you. This one is a bookworm, always with Bhagavatam. That is a good criticism. If somebody criticizes you, this one is always with Bhagavatam, they will say you are a saintly person, no? Sadhu, no? Sadhu Purush. Isn't it? So let them criticize. But that one criticism, we will get it, no problem. Whenever you have some time, no, just 5 minutes also, take up and just find something. Krishna will just, 1,000 watt bulb will glow in your mind. We'll stop here with this last thing. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Mantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Gurudev ki. Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda ki. Nitai Gaura Premanande. Hari 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 Bol Vancha Kalpatarubhyas Chakrapa Santa Vajapati Kanapam Vaishnavyo Namah.
His grace is called Chakra Krishna Prabhu ki. So we had the good fortune of hearing from Prabhuji. As such, he comes sometime for the company purpose. You know, he's working in Infosys. But while he comes for his company, we get his company. And then in that company, you know, in that we get Krishna's company and Bhagavatam's company also. So very grateful for presentation. He's a very dynamic preacher, very dear disciple of His Holiness Mahavishnu Goswami Maharaj. And is a living example of how, in spite of being in the material world, but not of the material world, Padma Pankaj Evam Vasa, that verse you can see in his life. So, we are very grateful that Prabhuji, before he goes to his company, he has given us his company here. And let us thank him by loudly chanting. There are two books compiled by Prabhuji. One is called Pearls of Wisdom and another is Srimad Bhagavatam in Practice. So just now you saw how the beautiful Bhagavatam words he narrated and described in a way that we can apply it practically with references. So these two books are available. Yeah. Srimad Bhagavatam in Practice will be sent later. Pearls of Wisdom. So the Pearls of Wisdom is available. Those of you wish to have a copy, you can keep it there. Not this side. Keep it there in front of bookstore. Okay. That's there, right on the stall. The stall which Mataji put here near the Charanamrita counter. You can have from there. And some of the pearls probably shared, but there's a lot more in the treasure house. So, you can take advantage of that part. Thank you very much for that.
Yes, Prabhu.
Actually, real Bhagavatam has started a company.
No, actually, I am working from home. So, meetings will be there a little bit in the afternoon. So, in the morning, I can spend.